If you wonder about my accent, I came to Australia 4 years ago from Denmark. I think I speak today on behalf of my children. My wife and I are responsible for 3 beautiful children in this world. They're now the age of 7, 9, and 11. And I remember something like 3 years ago when my son came home, my oldest one, Alex, 11 years old today. He had had 3 months of environment in school. And he was really inspired. And he told me all the things that he was learning. And in his world, it was so simple. He just couldn't understand, why don't you just stop polluting the air? I mean, how hard is that? So that inspiration has driven me. I work in communication. I work with journalism. And I've been thinking again and again, couldn't we make this all a little bit more simple? Isn't it actually really simple? Aren't we constantly muddying the waters with all our words and talk and meetings and TV and all everything that's happening? Because it's really that simple, as my son, my 11, at that time, 8-year-old son, had understood. So about a year ago, the graph went up above the 1.5 Celsius degrees that we've had so much talk about in the last 10 years that it would be dangerous to get to that level. And the UN talk that I'm sure most of you heard about a year ago, the Paris Agreement, has made the statement that we're not supposed to exceed 2 degrees Celsius. And here we were in February last year, already there, crossing the 1.5. And I was thinking, this is madness. This is madness. Everything that we have done until now seemingly doesn't work because the graph just keeps going up. Are we serious? And why aren't we doing something? So the simple thing to ask for is action at an entirely and very different level. So just a few people had this discussion last year in February and thought, that graph in itself, couldn't we get that further out? Couldn't we show people that this is how bad it is? And then ask for a bigger solution. Big problems require big solutions. That is not the slogan of the petition, but in my understanding, that's what it's all about. So the response to that, I thought, that's pretty obvious now. This is new territory. We've never been there before. So we went to the big NGOs that are campaigning and asked them, would they be part of something like this? What if we made a huge petition and got hundreds of thousands of Australians involved? The reply we got very soon after was, no, social science and other studies have shown that you should never talk about the emergency to people because they turn off. They don't want to engage with it, so you can't communicate with them. They're not going to like it. So the big NGOs didn't want to be part of it. We thought, well, we're going to do it anyway. So today, after 1 year, we have 13,000 people who've signed the petition. That's not a small number. It's 13,000 people in this country who agree that, yes, we have an emergency, we have a big problem, and we ask our politicians to come up with a big solution on this. It's also about inspiring. It's about inspiring other countries, maybe, if we did it, if we had the boldness to do it. The success of the petition is that this expression, emergency, is now everywhere. By the way, more and more emergency events keep coming. Now we have the 50 degrees Celsius temperature around in Australia and everything. And actually, we're seeing on the headlines of our newspapers the word emergency. But they still don't want to talk about the climate aspect of it. It's just an emergency right now and right here. So I think we have not succeeded in what we want to do, which is to get this declaration up to the parliament level. But we have succeeded in opening a new conversation. And I think what we need to understand is that when people hear about this petition, they don't see it as me talking about a big problem. On the contrary, they see me talking about a big solution. It's the solution that we focus on. When I go out and talk in schools and other places with kids and with business students and so on, I don't talk so much about the emergency. Everyone is aware of that. God damn it. I talk about that we need to be bolder and speak louder in our ask for a solution. And that's a positive thing. It's received positively by people everywhere. So I think the big NGOs are making a huge mistake with their scientific studies that show them that we can't go out to people and talk about an emergency. My experience from talking with real people out there is that people like the idea. They actually get cheered up a bit. So that was just an insight in where we're coming from and where we're heading. If you haven't signed the petition, please do. There's two places to do it. You can do it online when you get home, climateemergencydeclaration.org, and you'll find a place there to sign it. Or you can just go two tents down here, and there's lots of papers down there where you can put your signature in writing with a pen. So thank you.